Tarin Perik Shmaine Shratzim. Sagt der Mishne. Shmaine Shratzim Hamurim Beteire Hatzodon Vahachivu Behem Chayiv. So a person is Tzod, he captures one of the Shmaine Shratzim Vahachivu Behem Chayiv. The person who is Chayvul, one of the Shmaine Shratzim, he makes a Chabure, he is Chayiv. The page of Chabure, Rashi, in Parshas Mishpotim, tells us, a Chabure is Make Shehadam Nitzrar Bo, Ve'eina Yoytze El Shemadim Habosor Kenegdoi. It means, Mikoyach HaMake, the dam leaves the circulation of the body, and it gets stuck between the basar and the oil, and it reddens the skin. So that is called hachayvul. Hachayvul bohem chayiv. So if he made a chabure, and the skin got reddened from the shmeine shrotzim, he is chayiv. Let us see Rashi. Shmeine shrotzim, hachayled v'ha'achbor v'goyma. Hatzodom chayiv shebeminay nitzit. These are animals which are usually captured. V'chayvul behem chayiv, diyesh lahen oir k'demeforish b'gmor. All the shmeine shrotzim have a skin. V'havale chabura she'eina chazeres. We will see later the other shkotzim rabosim which do not have a skin. So if the blood does not leave the body, that means it doesn't break through the outer layer of the animal, so it will go back into circulation. So that is not called chayvul. Those, the eshlam oyer vavalei chabure she'ena chayzeres. Then this is considered a chabure she'ena chayzeres vavalei teuda de sheichet. And again, let us just see for practical purposes, Tosfos daf ayin hey amud aleph explains this a little better. Taisus daf ein hei amad aleph, next to the bottom Taisus. Taisus says, let us start at the end of the line. The Dura Maskel key. V'nire keloshen acher sheperish bekuntris bereish meine shrotzim, the choyvul bem chayiv mishum dave teulde de sheichet. This is a teulde of sheichet. V'chayiv mishum netilas neshomet. The chiv is als netilas neshome, or netilas hadam, that what he wants to extract the dam, hainu netilas neshome, kedersiv ki hadam hu anefesh. So taking out the dam from the circulation, so he's taking out nefesh. Ulakach, chesh rotzim sheyesh lahem oil, chayiv benitzra hadam, the shmei nishrotzim that they have oil, they have a skin over them, is chayiv benitzra adam af al pi shelo yotza. Even though it did not go out, it's still underneath the skin. Nekivin shenitzra al soif elotzeis. Ela sha'ata ha'er ma'akboi. The oir is holding it back, but it is out of the circulation. Ushol shrotzim she'ein lahem oir. Other shrotzim that don't have oir, ein echayiv ad sheyetze mehem dam. So you only chayiv if mamish dam will go out of the goof hasheretz, avol benitzra hadam v'lo yotzo. But if the dam came together, but it did not go out, it did not puncture the outer layer, loy mechayev dekivon shelo yotzo soifay lachsa. Since it did not go out, eventually it'll come back into the circulation of the animal. The skin is not holding it back because there's no oir to hold it back. So memele, if it does not go out, so it is still considered part of the circulation of the animal, and memele, there's no chiyav of netilas neshama. So that is pshat in the first lashon of Rashi. The yesh lahem oir k'demeforish bigmore. They have an oir, v'havilei chabure she'enoi chayzeres, v'havilei teulde de sheichet. This a chabure she'enoi chayzeres, it will not go back into the circulation, v'havilei teulde de sheichet. Lishna achin, Rashi says a second loshen, given the yesh lahem oir, nitzba ha'oir bedam ha'nitzra boy, so the skin gets colored, v'chayev mishum tzeveya. Is chayev al tzeveya. The Rambam learns a third shita that is chayev al mefarik, that when it gets nitzra ha'dam and it won't go back, so that is considered mefarik. He's taking the dam, just like the zadin, mefarik tfuah from the shibolim, so one is chayev al mefarik. So we have here three shitas why one is chayev. That is by the shmoyne shrotzim. Ushosh, zut the mishnah vayta, ushosh shkotzim ramosim, hachayvul bahem potah. So if a person is chayvul, it is potah. Zot Rashi, ushosh shkotzim ramosim, ki goin teilas, unachoshim vaakrabim, hachayvul bahem potah, de'ein lohem oyer. They don't have oil, so if it was Nitzra Hadam, it's Oymed Lachzer. It's going to go back into the system. So Memele, so there's no Chiev, whatever the Chiev of Chayvel is, does not apply by Shar Shkotzim Rebos. Hatzodon. Now it said by Shmoyne Shrotzim, Hatzodon is Chayev. So here it depends. Hatzodon Litzoyrech Chayev. If he's capturing it litzoyrech, he's chayev. Sheloy litzoyrech potter. Sheloy litzoyrech, then he is potter. So Rashi says, achayev ben potter, dein lemoyer. Sheloy litzoyrech potter, de ein beminoy nitzut. These are minim, that it's not nitzut, they're not oimed to be captured. So the first three words of Rashi are very difficult to understand. One of the difficulties is, if it's ein b'minay nitzud, so this is a mean that is not oimed to be captured. So why does the Mishnah say, hatzodon l'tzayrechay? If it's ein b'minay nitzud, it should be in ganzen potah. So we'll see, Taisvis asks this kasha on Rashi. The Benetam was meichik these three words. So then Rashi is only saying, the reason you are potter, if it's shaloi l'tzer, it's a melocha shein tzricha legufe, and we paskin, according to Rab Shimon, that a melocha shein tzricha legufe, the Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon, that a melocha shein tzricha legufe is potter. Chaya v'oif shebir shusoi, so here hatzodon potter, since the chayv oif is bershusoi, so they were domesticated already, so even though they tried to run away when he wants to get them, but since they find themselves in the area of the house, then is reshus, so that's called minatayren nitzit vaimit. So hatzodom potter, so if a person captures them, he's potter from achatos. V'hachayvul behen chayv. And here, since they zicheheva oir, so memela chayiv behem chayiv. Zogt Rashi, chayiv oif shebishusei potarim tzodom, sharei nitzoidim v'oimdim. They are considered nitzid v'oimed already, they're domesticated. Chayiv behem chayiv, diyesh lohen oyer. Let us see Tosfos. Shmoyne shrotzim, hachayiv behem chayiv. Loshin sheperish akuntras mishum netilas neshome iker, Kedepirashti bepeirik klal godu, that the chiyuv is als netilas neshome. We have to know why it isn't a mekalkel. What tikkun is there involved when he's chayvul the shmeine shrotzim? The best eitzah is, in order to avoid it being a mekalkel, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Rabbi Kebeger's metzada that way, if really he wants to give his kelev a piece of meat together with dam meurev with it, so then we could say it's speaking about that he was chayvul b'shmeine shrotzim to take off the meat with the dam in order to give it to his kelev, so his kelev will have a bloody juicy piece of meat. Then that would not be a mekalkel. Hatzodon letzeirechayit v'im taima Meishna de Itzrach hoche le misne tvei atzodom le tzoyre chayiv, bechol chiyuvei de Shabbos nami lo mechayiv Rab Shimon elo le tzoyre. So why all of a sudden by the meloche of tzeide, by shash, gotzim, or a moslem, here we say davka le tzoyre is chayiv, shalei le tzoyre is not chayiv. This halach applies by all lamites melochas. Aymari, the lahoche ton de lahoche lashmiinom, the bishar shkotzim uremosim, she'ein lahem oyer, tzorech sheyiskavein lishum tzorech. A sishar shkotzim uremosim, that they don't have skin, they don't have fur, Tzorich sheyiskaven l'shum tzorich. So you need a positive kavone that I'm being tzod l'tzorich. Distome lav l'tzorich kaimi. That means normally there's no tzorich to capture them. What do you have from them? The tmeim and the oyer is also not usable. So memele, so they're not oimid normally to be nitzit. The stomach love letzayrich kaim. So memela, so therefore, let me correct myself. Taisa does not hold its ein b'minay nitzit, because ein b'minay nitzit afil letzayrich also wouldn't help. It's called, there is sometimes a tzayrich for these meaning, but it's not oimit to be nitzit. So memela, in order to be chayev, tzor she yiskaven l'shum tzorech. You need a kavone behedye. The stomach lav l'tzorech kaime. Avol b'shmoyne shrotzim, the reishe, the yesh lohen oyer. That is why achayvel is chayev, because they have oyer. Stomayu nitzoydem l'tzorech oyram. So normally, they are captured because they can be used l'tzorech oyram. Is lahochi toni tzodon bahadi choyvul, the machayiv nami mishum oil. So that's why the Tana puts these two halachas together, at tzodon vachayvul bemchayiv, because there's a common denominator. Why is there chiyuv on both? Because they have an oil. So that is the sibbe that choyvul is chayiv, because it's a chabur hashayna chayzeres. And that is the sibes tomo shetzodon is also chayiv, because since they have oil, so they are oimed litzod l'tzorech. Masha'en kein, the other shkotzim ramosim, they, since they do not have an oil, so there's no stome that they're litzod l'tzorech. It's a little difficult to understand what the musig of l'tzorech is. That means that the musig of stomach is. I mean, we're speaking about a person who's capturing an animal. Why is he capturing it? A stomach. I mean, it's difficult a little to understand the stomach over here. Sometimes by shchitas kolbonis stomach lishmo, he wasn't thinking he's doing it for the kolb. He's shechting. But usually, if a person's trapping an animal, I mean. Usually there's a purpose why he's trapping the animal. But al-Kapanah von Taisvitz, it sees there's such a musig of stomach that he's not thinking behedya why he's trapping it, for what purpose he's trapping it. He knows, you see anochosh, you have to trap it. To think he might use it or he won't use it, the psazoi, this is eingebacken, and you see anochosh, you trap it. So b'meilis, it could be that's a musig of stomach. Let us see the Ran for 1 minute. The Ran says a different shot than Taisvis, and there comes out Mafkaminis La Loche. The Ran is on Daf Lamed Ches Amed Beis Bedafei Horif. Hatzadon letzayrech haye, shaloi letzayrech pota. Meforish Rashi Zal, the shaloi letzayrech, this will be the next Taisvis also, we'll see it already in the Ram. the shaloi litzayrach pota lefi she'ein beminon nitzot. So Rashi first of all says that the tam is because it's not beminon nitzot. But loy nehir, the yachi, if the other shkotzim ramosim zayin beminon nitzot, the yachi afilu litzayrach nami lifta. So the tzair should also be potas. Ein beminay nitzit. Va'oidim kein amayu kimne b'gmora mas nisen ke Rav Shimon. The Gemara says that the reason that you're potter, because it's going to Rav Shimon, the potter b'mlocha shen tzirich l'gufen, afil Rav Yehuda nami lifter. It's ein beminay nitzit. Ela vaday hanochin de potter mishum lava b'mlocha shen tzirich l'gufen. Kedi yisa b'gmora, because he's not being tzod l'tzayrich, so he's not doing it for the purpose to capture the animal. Bim taima I may high time. So why is the Mishnah differentiating between shmeine shrotzim and shar shrotzim amosim? Shaloi l'tzayrich is potter. So this is not a din in Shah Shkotzim Umbosim, this din applies at Philo by Shemaine Shkotzim also. He may high time at Philo by Shkotzim Avalay Lemisne Shalay Lezerer Potter. Tiritzri, the Shemaine Shkotzim Amurim Betoira, Ein Dalkom Lahazik. They are not Mazik. V'chol Tzeidosan Lezerer. So the only reason why should one trap Shemaine Shkotzim? So al kochach, the whole reason is because you have some sort of a use from them. Avol shar shkotzim uremosim shedalken lahazik. Is pa'amim odom tzodom shaloi letzairich. V'ayinu kedei shaloi yaziku. Mishem hochi toni plukte b'sefer. So memelein, by shar shkotzim uremosim, there's a letzairich and a shaloi letzairich. But normally, by the reisha, since they are not mazik, so normally the tzeida is letzayrach. Who are Tony Plukta Beseifu din Bereishim? As this one in Rav Shimoni, the Oma Moloch Hashayin Etzrich Leguf HaPotter Alei, Vahochi Ukim Begmor. So according to the Ran, the Chesoren, so we have here by Emerson, Amachloikes, Toisves, and the Ran. Why Ashar Shkotzim Ramosim, why Stome is not Letzayrech? According to the Ram, Stome is not Letzayrech. According to the Ram, Stome is not Letzayrech because sometimes you're taught them because they're Mazik. According to Taisvis, Stome is not Letzayrech because they don't have an Oyer. So we'll see, Sebaishful, what will the halacha be if we have shkotzim or remosim which are not mazik? So we'll have a machloikes, taisvis and the ran. According to the ran, since they're not mazik, so stom is letzairich. According to taisvis, there's no stom or letzairich, because since they don't have an oyer, so it's stom is shaloi letzairich. So we'll see in the Gemara, rai is to taisvis or to the ran. Shalayla tzayrech pota, perish Rashi, the ein beminay nitzot. So Rashi said, Shalayla tzayrech pota, the ein beminay nitzot, the ein neinire. The man the pota, ein beminay nitzot, if there's a ptur, this falls into the category of ein beminay nitzot. And we hold ein beminay nitzot is pota, we hear before machloikis amei and the chachamim. Amei holds ein beminay nitzot is chayim. But Taisa says, if the Mishnah is going according to the man the Yoma, Imba Mina Nitzit Poto, Afilu Letzayrech. So then he's Poitar Afilu Letzayrech. The Mishnah says Letzayrech is Chayim. Ali Yesh Leforish, Afilu Bemina Nitzit Poto, Mishim Nava Meloche, She'ein Etzricha Legufe. That is the reason of the Ptu. Rabbi Netam Mochkoi Min Apirushim, he was Moichik this from Rashi. Zok the Gemara. Midiktoni achayvul behem chayiv. The Mishnah says, v'achayvul behem es chayiv, mechlal de islahu oyer. So it seems that the shmein, all shmein ishrotzim, have an oyer, have a skin. Man Tane, Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. So the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri that holds all Shmai Nishrotzim have oyer. This now, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Oymer, Shmai Nishrotzim Yesh Lohen Oyeres. Now let us see Rashi, what the Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri and the Chachamim is. Shmai Nishrotzim Yesh Lohen Oyeres, Upolik Adarabon. The Machloikis in Chulim between Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri and the Rabbon. The Omri, they say, v'ho'ir v'haroite, ha'anoke, ha'koyach, v'harto, v'hachoymet, these four shrotzim, ha'iroiseyem, t'meyim, v'chadoshe, kipsorom. They say that the oirois, the oirois of these four of the shmeine shrotzim, have a din boso. Alme hani arbo less lohuv oyer. The halacha is that the b'sar hasheretz is metame. The oyer of a sheretz is not metame. So now they say that four of the shmeine shrotzim hanok hakoyach v'alto v'achoymet is oyreiseyem kibsorom. Oyreiseyem metamim kibsorom. It's metame b'chadoshe. So the Chachamim say it has a din boso. It's not oyer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, Shmoyne shrotzim yesh lahem oyeres, and the oyer is not metame. So we see we have a machloikis, if the shmoyne shrotzim, all shmoyne shrotzim have oyer, that's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, and the Chachamim hold that four of them do not have oyer. Oyeron kepsorim, this is boso, this is a din boso. So in our Mishnah says, Shmoyne Shrotzim, Hachoyvul Ben Chayiv, and the whole reason Yochayiv is because Yesh Lehem Oyer, if there's Ein Lehem Oyer, so Memele, so Hachoyvul Ben is not Chayiv, because it's Chayzeres. So our Mishnah is going, that's what Shmuel is saying. Omar Shmuel, our Mishnah that says the Shmoyne Shrotzim have Oyeres, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri. Es nan Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Omer Shmoyne Shrotzim yesh lahem oyeres, and the Chachamim hold four of them don't have oyeres. Oyroi, oyron kibsor. Rabbe bar Avuna Omar Rav, afilu teime Rabon. Rabbe bar Avuna said b'shem Rav that our Mishnah can go according to the Rabon. Ad kan loy pligi Rabonon olei de Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri el leinyin tumen. The machloik is Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri and the Chachamim in Masech des Chulim is Nageya, the Tumas oil. Is this oil metame kiboso or is not metame kiboso? And the Chachamim hold d'chsiv eile hatmeim lochem. So we learn out from the extra hay in tmeim l'rabois sh'oiroiseim kibsorah. We'll see in Rashi how the drosha goes, that we have a ribui, that some of the shmeine shrotzim, the oyer is also metamen. Eila hatmeim lechem l'rabi sheireiseim kibsoro. So Rav is saying, the machloikis in chulin, which is speaking about hilchis tumes oyer, is only negeya tumes oyer. That means, everyone holds that it has a teiras oyer. All shmeine shrotzim have a teiras oyer. So Memele, if it's Negeya, Linyin Shabbos, so Achoyivu Ben Chayim, according to everyone. That's the Avu Linyin Shabbos, but the Rabbono Moide. The Rabbono will also be Moide, that Yechayiv, Bechabure, one of the Shmei Nishchotz, any of the Shmei Nishchotz. But the Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri, the Rabbono is, that do I darshan this drosha of Atmeyim to tell us, that the oyer of some of the Shmeine Shrotzim is metamik in Bosa. It is oyer that has Hilchis Bosa, but it is oyer. Fakert, you need a posik to tell me that it has Hilchis Bosa. So fakert, as weiss is be metzias, it has a teures oyer, and it's exerts a kosov, it's metamik in Bosa. So Memela, so Rav is saying, so our Mishnah has no shaykhis with the Mishnah in Chulam. Let us see Rashi. Eile hatmeim. Boso Vahanoke Vahakoyach. In Chumash it says there are two psukim. There's one posik that mentions Hachoylet Vahachbo Vahatsov Leminayu. This is the first posik. And then it says Vahanoko Vahakoyach Vahalto Vahchoimit Vatinshomet. That's the second posik. And then it says Eila Hatmei. Eila Hatmei. V'dorshinin he yiseiro de hatmeim l'rabois she'oiroiseim kipsoro. So that means we have here three psukim. Posik Aleph speaks about choylet achbo v'atzov l'mineyu. Posik Bey speaks about hanoko v'akoyach v'alto v'achoymet v'atin shomes. Posik Gimel says eile hatmeim. So from the hey we darshin hey yisere de hatmeim le rabbi sheiriseim kipsoro. Uchsiv eile, it's these. So my says we have two sugim. So eile le muti hanech dikro kama achoylet v'achbo v'atso. He says that what it says in the first posik, de oireiseim lav kipsoro. So it's not metamen. And these oireiseim kipsoro. But it is only a din legabi tumit. But in Hilche Shabbos, everyone is moide that has a teiras oil. Afilu rabbono moide de yesh lohem oil. So that was Rav's teretz, and the Mishnah is going to leave it a kulal. Ferek de gemore ule inyin Shabbos loy pligi. There's no machloikis linyin Shabbos. What are you telling me? That the whole machloikis of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chachamim is only in Hilchas Tumah, but in Hilchas Shabbos everyone holds that all Shmeini Shchatzim have oil. For Sanye, we learned the Baraisa as follows. Hatzot Echot Mishmeini Shchatzim Amurim B'Toire Hachayvul Bem Chayiv Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Chachamim Oimrem. Before we'll go into what the Chachamim say, which the Gemara is going to make a grais, but there'll be a mashmois that the Chachamim hold that you are not chayiv on all the Shmei Nishrots. So let us see, so what does it say in this barais? Ha-choyvul bahem chayiv, divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Now this barais is speaking about Shabbos. Ha-choyvul bahem chayiv, that's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds. And the Chachamim say, we will see where the Gemara and there's a Grais and the Barais, but the Chachamim say, in the first three, Acholet, Va'achbo, Va'hatzov, we'll see that's the Maskon of the Kasha, there you're Chayiv, but on the rest, you're not Chayiv. On the four, you are not Chayiv. That is the Maskon of the Kasha. So let us just dwell 1 minute on the Kasha. So what do we see? So we see Taka, not the way Rav said. We see the way Shmuel said. That there's Gufa Machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chachamim. There's Gufa Machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chachamim is their Achiev Chayvul and all Shmei Nishrotzim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds Achayvul Behem Chayv. There is Achiev Chayvul and all Shmei Nishrotzim. Because all Shmei Nishrotzim have an oil. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the Chachamim hold, there's only a Chiyav Chayvel on certain Shmeinish, a certain Shrotzim, those that have an oil, those that don't have an oil, there's no Chiyav Chayvel. So that is going to be the Gemara's Kashe on Rav. Now, before we go into the Gemara's Kashe, I'd like to tell over a Ha'ore that the Bir HaLoche asks on the Rav. When I first learned the Baraisa, the Baraisa is very mum. L'chayre, the Baraisa is speaking about, is there a Chiyav Chayvul by Shmoyne Shrotzim, or there's no Chiyav Chayvul? So, a Chayvul b'em Chayv de Rabbi Yechem Benuri, the Chachamim hold, you're not Chayv by all of them. Fine. Why did the Baraisa start with the Hakdoma of Tzede? Hosanye Hatzod, Echod mishmein eshrotzim amurim b'toire, Hachayvul bem chayv. So we're speaking about chayvul. So why did the Baraisa talk about Seida? How did the Seida come in? He captured it, another person. Nafkamina, how? We're speaking about chayvul. So I saw in Bir Halacha, so Bir Halacha understood that it seems that Atzod was speaking about chayiv is going Sai and the chayiv tzeida and Sai and the chayiv chayivu. So the Baraisa reads as follows. Atzod echad mishmen ishchotzim amurim b'toira. V'ha chayivu b'hem, just like we'll say above, chayiv div Rav Yochanan ben Uri. The Chachamim say it depends. Zok the Mishnah Brure, so he says like this, according to we had before a machloikis, why is Stam Tzeide by Shmoyne Shrotzim Chayiv, and by the other Shrotzim it's not Chayiv. So Taisve said that Stam Tzeide by the Shmoyne Shrotzim is Chayiv because they have Oireis. So Mamele, Yitzadl Tzeire. The other Shrotzim, they don't have Oireis, so Tzam Tzeide is not Chayiv because it's Shalayla Tzeire, it's not Oymet to be Nitzit. It's not, it's some say this is Shalai Letzeich, unless you mecham beferish Letzeich. So Mamela zogt the Bir Halachis, according to Tosis, is Moira de Kishmak. He says, this are two Halachis we're saying over here. Rabbi Yechon and Ben Uri holds, all Shmeine Shrotzim have Oiris. All Shmeine Shrotzim have Oiris. So Mamela, the Oimed Lias Nitzit. It's Letzeich the Kaimi. So Memele, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri can say, Hatzod, Echad Mishmein Shrotzim Amura Betere, any of the Shmein Shrotzim, Va'achoyvul Ben, Chay, do Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. So Memele, he put Tzod in Choyvul Achay, because they have Oiris. But the Mishnah Brura asks, but according to the Ran learned that the difference between Shmein Shrotzim, and the others are because Shmein Shrotzim are not Mazik. So if you're Tzod, you're only Tzod L'Tzoyrech. And the others are Mazik. So Vikum Tzod Arai. What Chayches does Tzod have to Achayimu Bem, to Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri? Tzod is Chayev Ali B'de Kulam. Okay, let's play Buddhist Ore and the Rav. Now let us go further in the Barais and let us figure out that the Barais is Meshubish, so let us first figure out what the Chachamim are saying. The Chachamim Oimrim, the Chachamim are saying, Ein Oir, Elo, Lema Shemonu Chachamim. Ein Oir, Elo, Lema Shemonu Chachamim. Now, the Chachamim said, that Rashi brought down before, the Chachamim hold, Hanoko, Hakoyach, Vahalto, Vahachoymit, Oireiseyen, Kipsorah. So these four, what they were mine, they do not have oil. They do not have oil. Oir is saying kipsor. Now here the Baraisa says, "V'chachomim oimrim ein oir, elo lemashemonu chachomim." That what the chachomim spoke out, they do have oil. Ein oir elo lemashemonu chachomim. Frag the Gemara Akasha Adrabe, Lema Shemonu Chachomim Ein Lamer, Pumfakel. Not Ein Oir Elo Lema Shemonu Chachomim. The Chachomim spoke these four don't have oil. Omar Abaye, Hochi Koma. Ein Oir Cholok Mi Boso. When is Oir Cholok Mi Boso? Elo l'mashaloi monu chachomim. That when is oil different than boso? Which animals have oil? L'mashaloi monu chachomim. That is the meaning, hachoylet, va'achbol, va'atzov. These have oil. Ein oil cholok mi boso, elo l'mashaloi monu chachomim. Mashe monu chachomim don't have oil. So Bekitzel, that's how Abaye learned Pshat. So let us just say over the Baraisa. So the Baraisa is saying like this. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri said, person is chayvul b'shmein ishrotzim is chayv, because they all have oil. So he chayv in Shabbos. And the Chachamim said, no, ein oil, elo l'masha loimonu chachamim. Which of the shmein ishrotzim have oil? That which we did not specify. That's the first ones, in the first pasuk. Hachoylet, vahatzov. This, the Achoylet, Vahachmor, Vahatzov, these have oil. So they are Achoyvu Bem Chayiv. But Lemashe Monuch Achomim, Achoyvu Bem is Potter. So we see Al Koponim from the Bereise that the Machloikis of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nun and the Chachomim is not a Machloikis only in Hilchis Tumid the way Rav wanted to say. It's a Machloikis in Hilchis Shabbos also, a Klore Bereise. So Memelis, so Shmuel is right, that our Mishnah that says in Hilchis Shabbos, Shmoinish Rotzim, Yochayiv Achayivu Mem, this is only going according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Let us see Rashi. Lema Shem Ein Oir, Elo Lema Shem Monu Chachomim. Bishchita Schulim. That's what it says in Masechta Schulim. Eilu She'eireiseyem Kipsorim. They said these are Eireiseyem Kipsorim, which means they don't have a Shem Oir. Vaho Vadai Mishemeshtei. This is Zichef Agreif. Adarab. Lema Shem Monu Chachomim Ein Lehem Oir. Not Elo. The Eireiseyem Kipsorim Koma. Va'omar Rabbi. Achi kama, ein oyer cholok mi boso. Where is the oyer not like the boso? Where is the oyer choshev oyer? Eloli oyson dalit shaloi manu chachamim. Those with the chachamim did not say. The chachamim mentioned elu shayrei saying kipsoram. That's anoke v'achoymet v'akoyach. So that's shemanu chom oyrei saying kipsoram. Those shaloi manu chachomim, so that oyer is cholok mi boso, choylet va'achbo v'tzov v'tin shomet, avol anoke hakoyech v'alto v'achoymet, ein oyeron cholok mi psorom. Here they say that the oyer is like the boso, v'loi havi chabur. Umi kol mokim kashe l'ra. So that means we took care of the grais, Aval Koponim, we see there is a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chachomim, if all Shmai Nishrotzim, there is a Chiyiv Chayvu, that's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds, because all Shmai Nishrotzim, Oiron Choluk Mipsoron, and it has a Shem Oyer, and the Chachomim hold that there are four that do have Oyer. Achayla da Achba, Vatzovat in Shomit. So by them you'll be chayav al tzchayvu. By the other four you won't be chayav al tzchayvu. So tekasha and Rav. Omer le Rove. So Rove disagreed. Stamazai the pshat and the bereise how Abaye put it out. Olema shem monu chachomim koma. He says, I don't understand. The bereise says, lema ein oir el lema shem monu chachomim. And you say ein lam ein oyer cholik el lamasha loy mono chachomim. Such a mistake, mono loy mono. That's too big a mistake. Ella omarov ochi kama ein oyer mitamei kibosol ella lema shemono chachom. So let us see Rashi. Let us see Rashi, and Rashi explains as follows. Oma leirove, bo lemashe monu koma, leitoi tane bein monu leloi monu. This is too big of a gripe. Ein oir mitame kiboso, elu lemashe monu chacham. Vohochi komri lei. So now Rove learned pshat in the Bereise as follows. The Ka'amret Le'inyin Shabbos, a very interesting pshat, which is really very shver to understand how Rabbi learned this way, because we'll see soon the Gemara frak them up. But let us see the Baal of Pshat. V'ochi Komrele. The Ka'amret, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, you said, Le'inyin Shabbos Yesh Lahem Oyer. You said, Le'inyin Shabbos, all Shmoinish Rotzim have Oyer. Avo, since you only spoke about Shabbat, but you did not speak about Tumah, Avole Inyan Tumah, you hold Oireisein Kipsor. You hold Pumfakel, Lagabi Tumah, all of them are Metame. The Israbi Meatmeim. So Rav is at Pshat and the Bereis as follows. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Lagabi Shabbat, and here's Hashem Oyer, all Shmoinish Chotzim. Legabi tume ol shmein ishrotzim do not have a shame oil. Oiron kibsora. Because we learn that from Atmeyim, and Atmeyim goes on all shmein ishrotzim. That's what Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri says. And they're saying, we don't hold like that. Ein oir metame kibosa elo lois na bo shemono. We hold no, there are some that oir is not metame kibosa. Fakel. We are chaylid, va'achbol, va'tzov le'mineyu, va'tinshomis. We hold that is not metame kibosa. You hold all of them as oir is metame kibosa. No, we only hold l'mashem onu chachomim oir is metame kibosa. But there are four that oir is not metame kibosa. Ein oir metame kibosa lo isen abo shemon. So the way Rav said now pshatim the baraisa, we have now a new baraisa. The Baraisa says as follows, Legabi Chilul Shabbos, everyone is Moide. Oiron Lav Kipsoron, it has a Teres Oir, Sai Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri, and Sai the Chachomim. The Machloikis Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri in the Chachomim is Legabi Tume. Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri holds Legabi Tume Oiron Kipsoron. So Mamel they all are Metame, and the Chachomim hold, when do you say Oiron Kipsoron? Lo isan arbe shemonu. But they are four that Oiron is lav kipsoron. Regabi tum. So memele, if we learn according to Rove, there's no kasha and Rav. Fakel. This is mamish what Rav was saying. That the shayla, the mitzias, everyone knows it has a shame oil regabi shabbos. It's only machlekes and hilchis tume if Oiron kipsoron. So let us see again the Lashon of Rove. Elo Omar Rove, Hochi Koma. The Chachamim are speaking about Tume. They're only disagreeing with Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri Legabi Tume. You said that Oir is Metame Kibosa by all of them. No. Ein Oir Metame Kibosa. Elo Lamasha Monu Chacham. Zog the Gemara. Michlal. So the way you're saying, Pshat, the Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri, Hanach nami doloi monu chachomim metame. So it comes that you made a mapeche. The Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri holds all shmoin ishrotzim is oiron kipsoron. The Chachom say, no, only four. Vaktoni Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri oima ches shrotzim yeshlam oirois veloi metame. In Chulun it says, Kor Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri says oiron lav kipsoron. So how could you say pshat? Pumfaker. Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri holds Oiron Kibsoron, and the Chachamim say not all of them is Oiron Kibsoron, just four. Let us see Rashi. Mechlal the Rabbi Yechonah bitmiye vaktani osam gabi tume the chol chesh shrotzim Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri yesh lahem oiris and oiris lav kibsoron. Elo oma Rav Ade b'masne tritz och. So he says, no, you have to learn like this. V'chachomim oimrim le'inyin tume ein oir l'ma shemonu chachom. Rav Ade bar Masne eliminated one word, ele. Chachomim said, le'inyin tume ein oir l'ma shemonu chachom. Let us see Rashi. Tritzochi. Sami mi braise elo. Erase the elo from the braise. Vitoni and learn as follows. Ein oir lema shemonu chachomim. That lema shemonu chachomim doesn't have a din oir. Umiyu le rab loy tikshe. Tachi kamrila. Le inyin shabbos moidin aloch. Bachoyu ben chayim. That what you said, oh, shmoin ishchotzim achayil ben chayiv. I agree with you. Avol inyin tuma, but you hold linyin tuma also, oiron lav kipsoron. Linyin tuma I hold, ein oir lema shemonu chachom. Avol inyin tuma pligi, the ein oir laoison dalid shemon. So it comes out, let us just review the last pshat of Rav Ade bar Masne. Comes out pshat in the Beraise as follows. Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri holds that all shmoinish rotzim have oiris, sai legabi Shabbos. And Sayla Gabe Tume, that the Oyer is not Metama. Oyer on Lav Kipso. That is Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. And the Chachomim say, Legabi Shabbos, I agree with you. They all have Oyer. So Chayvo Ben Chayev, Oba Legabi Tume, I disagree with you. Ein Oyer on Lamashem on the Chachomim, therefore Minim do not have Oyer is Legabi Tume. So Al Koponim, this stems with Chav. Chav said that the machloikis Chav Yochanan Ben Nuri and the Chachomim is not a machloikis in Hilchis Shabbos, only machloikis in Hilchis Tumah. So Memela, our Mishnah can go and fill according to the Chachomim. So we took care of this Barais. After Rav Adah Bar Masna said Pshat in the Barais. Frechte Gemore, Vakati le'inyin Shabbos loy pligi. So what are you going to come and tell me? You're telling me l'inyin Shabbos there is no machloikis. Osanya, we learned in the Barais as follows. Hatzod echod michesh shrotzim amurim batayre. If a person is tzod echod michesh shrotzim amurim batayre, achoivu behen chayev bishrotzim sheyesh lahen oiras. Now, let us see what this Barais says. Let us first go to achoivu behen. He says, Achoivul bohen chayiv, a person is choivul, bishrotzim sheyesh lamoiris. In the shmein shrotzim, he's chayiv bishrotzim sheyesh lahem oiris. Now, so we see from this beraise that in the shmein shrotzim, there are some that have oiris, there are some that don't have oiris. Achoivul bohen chayiv bishrotzim sheyesh lahem oiris. Now, agav uche, before we go weiter in the sugya, let me tell you here a ha'ore from the Bir Aloch. How does this baraiset start? The baraiset says as follows. Hatzod echod michesh rotzim amurim batoire yirachayiv. Hachoyivu bem chayiv vishrotzim shiesh lam oires. So, l'chayre from the baraiset would seem, by Tzeidah Yechayiv on all Shmoyne Shrotzim, on Choyvul Yechayiv on those that have Oiris. So the Bir Aloch wants to bring a Raya to the Ran from this Baraisa. This Baraisa is a Raya to the Ran. That what? That when is Stom or Chayiv B'Tzeidah? If it's not Mazik, Stom is Chayiv. So therefore the Baraisa is beautiful. Atzod Echod Mishmoyne Shrotzim Amur B'Toyre Yuachayiv. Because all Shmoyne Shrotzim is stoma letzayre. Why you tell them? They're not mazik. Hachoyimu bem is chayim b'shrotzim shesh lamayres. Chavol is tola yinoyim. According to Taisvus, it's shmer. If, when is it stoma chayim b'tzadam? Only since they have oires. So memele, if there's some of the shmein b'shrotzim that don't have oires, it shouldn't be chayim by tzad either. So this is how the Bir Aloch at time is, these two barayses, one is L'chayr Arayi, the first one is Arayi to Taisus, and the second one is Arayi to the Ram. They want to go into the complexities, how he emphasizes both Baraisis. About Kaponim, the Ha'or is Gevaldik Kishmar. But let us get back to the Kashe. Here we see Klo, there's an Ofene Baraisis, that the Chachomim hold, that one is not Chayim in Shabbos, and all Shmein Yishchotim of Yishchaybu Ben. Okay. We'll come back to the kasha. Let's finish the baraisa. Ve'eze hi chabure. When is it called a chabure? She'eina chayzeres. If the dam that went into the chabure, it will not get back into the blood system. Nitzrach ha'dam af al pi shelo yotza. If the dam was nitzrach, was nesaf, al moke mechot. But even though it didn't leave the goof, but since it won't come back, to remain there, so that is chayiv al tzchayiv. Rab Yochanan ben Nuri Oimer, cheshrotzim yesh lahem oiris. All cheshrotzim have oiris. So memele yachayiv by chayiv or by all cheshrotzim. So we see there's a machlokes, the chachomim, and Rab Yochanan ben Nuri legabi Shabbos, there's a kasha afra. Omar Rab Ashi, Man Tanekame, this Tana of this Baraisa, is not the Chachamim in Chulin. This is not the Chachamim in Chulin. So let me explain to you. So Rav Ashi says as follows. Rav is right. The Machloikis, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, and the Chachamim in Chulin is only a Machloikis in Hilchis Tumim. They all hold that Shmein Nishrotzim have Oyer. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri holds, since they have Oyer, so Oyer on Lav Kipsoron, and the Chachamim have a Gzeiris HaKosov, Chachamim have a Gzeiris HaKosov, that what? That Hatmeyim, that Chachamim have a Gzeiris HaKosov Hatmeyim, that even though it has a Shem Oyer, but it's Oyer on Kipsoron. But there is a third Tane in Chulin. This Tane is Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda does not work with Psukim. Rav Yehuda says as follows. Omar Rav Ashi, Man Tane Kame, Rav Yehuda, the Tane of this Barais is Rav Yehuda. The Ozil Boso Gishte. Rav Yehuda says, if one wants to figure out, does it have a Teiras Oyer, does it not have a Teiras Oyer, so one should measure the thickness of this outer layer. If it is thick, it has a Teiras Oyer. If it is thin, it doesn't have a Teiras Oyer. This Nan, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Halto, Kechud. Rabbi Yehuda said that the Halto is like a Chud. That means that even though the Halto is in the second posik, and if you darshan droshes, so we say eile hatmeim, so we say davke these are oiron kipsoron, so Halto is also oiron kipsoron. Rabbi Yehuda did not darshan droshes. Rabbi Yehuda said the criteria is the outer layer thick or thin. If it is thick, it has a teiras oyer. If it is thin, it has a teiras bosa. So Mamelis Rabbi Yehuda said, Halto is kechuda. Just like a chuda has a thick skin, so therefore that's oyer. So the Halto also has a thick skin. So it's also oyron lav kipso. So Mamelis, so what did Rav Ashi tell us? Rav Ashi told us as follows. Rav is still right. That Rav said our Mishnah is not only going according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it's going according to the Chachamim also. The Chachamim hold that all the Shmoyne Shchatzim have oil. And the whole Machlokes is it Metame, do you darshan Hatmeim or don't you darshan Hatmeim? Rabbi Yehuda does not delve in this drosh at all, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that some of the Shmoyne Shchatzim have oil. Some of them don't have oil. You have to measure this outer layer if it is thick or thin. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Pashteitzer, so Mamel, there's no difference between Tumme, there's no difference in Shabbos. It's Talin and Metzias. If it's Gishte, if it's thick, it has a Teiras Oyer. If it's Lav Gishte, if it's not thick, so it doesn't have a Teiras Oyer. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Shabbos and Tumme have the same aloch. Zog die Gemara weiter, Avol Rabbonon de Pligi Olei de Rav Yochanan. So the Gemara is delving from the Divrei Rav Ashi. Avol de Rabbonon, which the Pligi Olei de Rav Yochanan, Linyin Tume, Linyin Shabbos Meidlis. What are you saying? But the Rabbonon are only Chaylik Legabi Tume, Avol Legabi Shabbos Meidlis. Yehochi, so let us go back to the first Barais. The first Baraisa said that Achoyvul Behen Chayiv Osh Meinishrotzim Divrei Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Divrei Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri I will chayir. That's not only Divrei Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. The Chamam also hold Achoyvul Behen Chayiv. Oh, yeah, Divrei Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Divrei Rabbi Yochanan Machlekusay Mi Boyle. It should not say only Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri holds Achoyvul Behen Chayiv. The Gemara says, if that's your only problem, Tony, it's what I can learn in the Baraisa, Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Umach Lekusa. That is right. Rabbi Choyvel, all of them hold that you are high. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. Bishrotzim sheyesh lahem oiretz, lo'isan balit sheloimonu. Nitzrach adam, nesaf, v'nikshar, v'mokem echot, shuv'ein echoizer, v'nivla. So Ravashi said, man tam nekamadach masnise doma bishrotzim sheyesh lahem oiretz, the mashme, the yesh mehen the potter, the some of the shmein ishrotzim le potter, have Yehudi. The le'inyin tum elo yalef me'eila hatmeyim, elo ahu de islay gishte. He has a different guideline. Ishrotzim that have gishte. What is the type of gishte? Sha'oi roi of. The oir is thick, the yesh loi oir mamish, ain't a kebosa. So that's not kebosa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, le'inyin Shabbos nami lav oiru misholishmen. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there are three that don't have oir: anoke, v'koyach, v'choymet. That is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Aval Rabbonon d'Avoreite, Shemonu halto v'hach she'ireisein kipsoron. They say halto is eireisein also kipsoron. Alme detamayu lav mishem oir v'lav oir. You can't say that they hold that this is a, this is not a, this has a thick skin halto. Elo mishum droshe dekro. So they darshin that atmeim is going on halto also oiran kipsoron. Is linyan tumel de pligi mishum kro. Aval linyan Shabbos moide de vade oir hein. Aval Shabbos they are moide. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So it said in the Barais, Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Diktoni bi Barais, Lel linyan Shabbos. Kimid la ivkil rabon ele elan yinin tumel, Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, mach lakusa mi boile. So the Gemara Taka answered, you are right. That's what it should say. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, umach lakusa. Let us see Tosfos. Hanamed Aleph. Omar Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the Omar Shmoine Shrotzim Yesh Lahem Oyer. Eis Shmuel, we have a Nachmol to remind ourselves, here the Machloikis, Shmuel and Rav. Shmuel held that that our Mishnah that says that Shmoine Shrotzim Yesh Lahem Oyer, our Mishnah is only going according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and all Shmein Ishrotzim Evoir, but according to the Chachomim, some do and some don't. Teimolari, ha'kolchach loipolig rabbonon olei de Rabbi Yochanan elolin yintume. Dr. Tosfos, l'cheir Rav is right, the machloikis, the Chachomim, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is only a machloikis in yintume. Avul b'shabes dilma moidolai. Mehechi teisi should you be mechalik between Shabbos and Tumen. Zikter teisis, let us see. The Mishnah that we have here, the machloikis, between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chacham Legabi Tumen, there are other things that are mentioned that Mishnah. The oir shall egel horach. You have an oir of an egel. Havi kibosa le'inyin Tumen. It says that oir is kibosa. Vachoyvo boy be Shabbos chayim. So that's zicher that the oir has a teiris oir by an egel, the lagabi tume, it has a teiris bosa. The chain oir shall oif, mistoma have ke bosa, it also says the same aloha, lagabi tume ke bosa sherachu, usnan chayiv oif, we learned in our Mishnah shabishuse, achayivul bem chayiv. So we see that the din, Oyer legabi tume, the din oyer legabi Shabbos are two different things. So why did Shmuel put them together? The yesh loyma emphatoisvis, the oyer shall eigel horach. That is true. Oyer shall eigel horach veshal oyer. Avogav de choshiv oyer. It's zicher oyer. Havi kibosa leinyin tume mishum derechiche. Since this oyer is soft, so if it has, it's zicha oyer, but if it has the characteristics of boso, it's roi lachile, so the gabi tume is metame kebos. Aval oi cheshrotzim shover shmuel, the time is the rabbon and the chshive like kebos, or that what the rabbon on hold. That it is called boso, mishum, the ozli, boso, gishte, kedemeforish, boyova roite. The time of the Chachomim is that they hold that if it has a shemer, if it doesn't have a shemer, you measure the thickness of the outside layer. If it is thin, it doesn't have a shemer. If it is thick, it has a shemer. The loy mishum rechichus, but it does not depend if it is soft or not. The loy rochich kulihai. So that means Tosfos says as follows. The oirais of the Shmeine Shrotzim, none of them are soft. So Memele, if it doesn't have characteristics of Bosa. It doesn't have characteristics of Bosa. Bosa is soft. Bosa is Roy Lachila. This is not Roy Lachila. So Memele, so the only reason that it should be Ke Bosa is because it is not Oya. That's the only reason. The kivin, the last luma moshe sayer, sachayu ben potek, maybe shashkotzim or a mosse. So, Shmuel held that is the svare of the chachomim. Ad kan loy pligi rabbonon elo leinyen tume dechsiv eila hatmeim. I think perhaps it would be preferable not to learn this taisvis because to understand this taisvus, we'd have to know a sugya in chulin, and it would be, I think, a little too complicated. So we will skip this taisvus, but taisvus is chaylik on a rashi in chulin. Let us go to the next taisvus. Omar Abaye ein oir cholok mi bosa. Maskone de pirchei. The kasha an rav starts from over here. Mi Abaye. Vivad ayalibed Abaye pligi linyin Shabbos. After we say Abaye is pshat, so we can assume that there's a machlokes l'inyan Shabbos. Avol amai the meforish rove v'ravade loy pligi midi l'inyan Shabbos. The machlokes is only gabi tum and halo gabi Shabbos. The teimu, kiven loy kaim v'shinu yedabaye, the gemara blayb tzayv sanish medabaye, seicha porich mino. Why did the gemara even ask a kasha? Zog the gemara vayte. Boy minei levi merebi. Levi asked a shayla from Rebbe. Minayin lechabura she'enei chayzeres. The taitch of chabura is that the dam will not be chayzer. How do we know that this is the characteristic of a chabura? A chabura she'enei chayzeres. So Rebbe answered him, d'chsiv hayapoich kushi oiroi. So Poshe Pshat and Posek is as follows. Can a kushi, can a shvarze change the color of his skin? V'nomer chabar buroiso. Or can a leopard change the color of his skin? Which is all spotted up. It can't be done. So it's a very sharp posik. So the posik continues in saying that Klal Yisrael, since they were mulgul to do ra, became a teva by them. So they also can change to become good. Meir de kesharf a post. Abal kaponim, and the gel on was the beginning of the post. Ayafech kushi oiroi, v'nomech abar borois. So the Gemara does not want to learn the post of kipshuta. Mai chabar borois. What does chabar borois mean? So speaking of, if we are speaking about a leper. Ileime de koi rikmi rikmi. If we're speaking about the colors, the splotches that a leopard has. Hai v'nomer chabar borois of nomer gavon of mi boile. If we're speaking about the colors of a leopard, so the pasuk should not have mentioned chabar borois, but should have mentioned gavon of the colors. Elo kikushi, ma'oiri dekushi eina chayzeres, af chaburo eina chayzeres. So let us see Rashi. Rashi says pshat from the Gemara. Minayin lechaburi sheine chazeres. Ule meilef tehita chazeres, lav chaburi hi. If it's chazeres, hakol da chaburi. Ki goyin hanach dein lamoyer, shenitzra boi adam, chaburosei chazeres. It goes back, lekav musa. Oim haka ktana, bayesh lamoyer, shloi nitzra adam. It's also chazeres. I lame the koi rikmi, the nomer mamish, nomer means a leopard, or makroshum and number the gabonim. So males should have said gabonim, not chabar boroisa. Ele kekushi, vahain nomer loshen tmura, doesn't mean a leopard. It means, can it change? The posting is saying as follows. Kloima, hayapach kushi oire, can a kushi change his oire? V'nomer chabar boroisov, kloimer v'yomir chaburas oiroi. Can a chabure ever change? Larzoi lekadmusoi shlo yiskasha oir v'moke mamake. So the Pasuk is telling us, just like a shvarza can change the color of his oir, so a chabure can never change also. The minute it was nitzra hadam, it will always remain nitzra. So that's the makor that it only has a shame chabure if it's not chayzer lekadmusa.